Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Quick, name a city of theological importance to the Jewish people. I can't call for a show of hands, but I'm willing to go out on a limb that most of you didn't say Muncie, Lakewood, or even Hebron. I bet almost everyone's immediate reaction was Yerushalayim. But why is this one city so important to us? To address this question, OU Torah has an entire series dedicated exclusively to the topic of Jerusalem. Here's an excerpt from one of these shiurim, Rabbanit Shani Tarrigan, speaking at the OU Israel Center on the religious significance of Yerushalayim.
So we begin with the first source, with the Midrash in a Bereishit Rabbah, where we find that there are 70 names to Yerushalayim. Anyone know some of the names of Yerushalayim, some of the synonyms? We also call Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, beautiful. And Zion, beautiful. And Ariel, Mitsuyan, think of Habira. Again, we even think of the Mizmor that we say every Monday, which was a Mizmor that the Leviim would use to greet people who would come to Yerushalayim. And they would say, come, we're going to give you a tour of the city. Yifei Nof, Misos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion, Yarkitei Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Again, the city has so many beautiful accolades that are attributed to it. And yet the Midrash says, out of all the 70 names, what do we in fact call the city? Yerushalayim. Why is that? For the basis, as the Midrash says, in actually two names. Avraham kara oto yirah, shenemar vayikra Avraham shem hamakom hahu, Hashem yirah. So very interesting play on the words. Avraham called the place Hashem shall see, Hashem yirah, which really means Hashem shall be seen. So one name is yirah, which also could be read as we did yirah, but Shem, whom Chazal understand to be a conservation of the personality of Malki Tzedek, Shem kara oto shalem, shene'emar Malki Tzedek melech shalem. So what do you know? That really the city is based on two separate names, two separate tales, that of Avram at the time of Akedat Yitzchak, calling it Yerah, and Malki Tzedek, who calls it Shalem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a beautiful midrash. Im kore ani oto Yerah, Yerah, kishem shekara oto Avraham, shem adam tzadik mitraim. If I would only name the city based on what Avram called it, Yerah, then Malki Tzedek justifiably would be upset. But if I named it Shalem, after the name that Malki Tzedek afforded the city, Avraham Adam Tzadik Mitraim, then Avraham, who is a righteous individual, he would have reason to be upset. Ela Hareni Koreoto Yerushalayim, Kamosha Karushnehem, Yerah Shalem. So Hashem says, I'm going to conjugate these two words and thereby call it Yerushalayim so that no one will get upset. And this way you'll have a combination of the Avraham Yerah and the Malki Tzedek Shalem. Anything bother you about this midrash? And we're not so familiar with these personalities, but we know Avraham and Malki Tzedek enough to know that they're not the type to easily get insulted. Do you really think that Avraham would be upset if HaKadosh Baruch Hu named the city Shalem after Malki Tzedek? I don't think so. And subsequently, I don't think that Malki Tzedek would really take it too much to heart if the name of the city was ultimately called Yerah. Rather, the Midrash is trying to tell us how important both names and both stories and both personalities and what they represent are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem did not want to compromise on either name. Hashem saw it as ultimately significant that both names be preserved for generations to come. And this is exactly what we find through combining the name of the cities, thereby the city Yerushalayim. And this is going to be perpetuated throughout various psukim in Tanakh. For example, source number 2 in Sefer Tehillim, we find that even though the name of the city technically is Yerushalayim, at times, Vayhi Bishalem Sukho, God's domain, God's sukkah, literally is in a place called Shalem, Umo'onato B'tzion, and God's home is in Zion. So here we see that the names are going to still be used, even independent one of the other, Tzion, Yerushalayim, Shalem, Gena, these are all the same places. So much so that the Targum Onkelos explains, isn't that interesting that we still call the name of the place Gen Shalem. And why is that? He says, Malki Tzedek, Malka Yerushalayim, Afik Lechem Vechemer, Vohu Meshamesh Kadam Elela. So the Targum Onkelos, already in Sefer Bereishit, says that when Malki Tzedek is introduced to us as Melech Shalem, just know that that's the same place that you're going to know as Yerushalayim. Shalem, Yerushalayim, that name will still be preserved, just like the term or the connotation of Yirah, Yira'eh, will still be preserved. For example, in Devrei HaYamim, in the time period of Ezra and Shabbat Zion, you're still going to hear about Yerushalayim as a city of Yirah. Vayechal Shlomo livnot et Beit Hashem, and talking about Shlomo building the Beit HaMikdash, we hear Yerushalayim Bahar HaMoriah Asher Nir'ah LeDavid. Notice then the play on words still of Yir'ah and Re'iyah that are used in conjunction with Yerushalayim. So we find that the name of the city is going to certainly be focused on these two words or these two tales of Yir'ah and Shalem.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.